speak English. And well, I just assume that Turkish and Russian and other translation, you know, organize the words. Greetings to our illustrious guest, the Aunt of Tirupati. And thank you all for coming today. The real event is already over. That was in the morning when we opened the curtains. That was the festival. This is just something between now and Prasadam time. Need something to build up an appetite. And Hare Krishna to the cooks in the kitchen. The column. Okay. Make a nice feast for devotees, Radhe Shyam. I'm asking you to yes, isn't Radhe Shyam Sundar look beautiful? How many people cried when the curtains were open? Put up your hands. That's what we're struggling for, that's what we're working for, to cry for Krishna. And then if you can cry, then that's the perfection of life. There's a few topics that I would like to discuss with you today, which relates to this Vyasa Puja Festival. And of course the original spiritual master is Krishna. And in this world, the Krishna's representative in terms of the person who's giving us the knowledge by which to know Krishna, Śrīla Vyāsadeva. And for us in this present generation and for so many generations in the future, the representative of Krishna and Śrīla Vyāsadeva, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Open good windows for me, thank you, so that everyone can get some air. And as we were discussing yesterday, Śrīla Prabhupāda, his teachings, his instructions, are the essence of devotees in this Krishna consciousness movement. And if you know them and understand them, then you're safe. And if not, even though we may try to be Krishna conscious, but chances are that it's a risky path. So the first point I would just like to talk about is our responsibility to go very deeply into the science of Krishna consciousness.
Az első dolog, amiről beszélni szeretnék, az a felelősségünk, hogy nagyon mélyen elmerüljünk a Krishna tudatba.
Remember that Srila Prabhupada, when he Prabhupada came from India to America, Prabhupada had very little personal luggage.
Emlékeztek rá, amikor Srila Prabhupada eljött Amerikába, Indiából, akkor nagyon kevés saját csomagja volt.
But he brought three cases of books. So more or less Prabhupada didn't bring anything else other than his books. And then Srila Prabhupada continued to comment and publish his books, and he put extraordinary emphasis on the publication and distribution.
És aztán Srila Prabhupada kommentálta és kiadta a könyveit, és rendkívüli módon hangsúlyozta a könyveket és a könyvesztést.
Meddig van a szalász? Mahaprabhu, meddig van ott van érted?
It doesn't seem so fast. It just says lunch is at 1:30
and I'm still going to pass it out. And Srila Prabhupada wrote those books, and specifically he wrote those books for his followers.
Srila Prabhupada hozta ezeket a könyveket, és kifejezetten a követői számára írta őket.
So that his followers would put as much energy into reading them as he put into writing them.
És azt hangsúlyozta, hogy ugyanolyan energiát fektessünk az olvasásában, mint amennyi energiát ő belefektetett abba, hogy megírja őket.
Now Srila Prabhupada put a lot of energy into writing his books.
Srila Prabhupada nagyon sok energiát fektetett abba, hogy megírja a könyvét.
He hardly slept in order to write.
Alig aludt azért, hogy írjon.
Especially in India, he had nothing, and any money that he got, he invested in his books. And Srila Prabhupada complained that his followers don't study his books enough. So Vyas Puja, the Siddhic succession, it's all about Imam Parampara Praptam Imam Raja Shivavitu. It's all about the transmission of knowledge.
Vyas Puja is very spiritual,
gyakorlatilag a tudás átadásáról szól. It's a lot coming across.
Nagyon sok, amit átkezdtem.
I have with me Raja Sri, the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So a lot of books before you get to the 12th canto. As it's described in the Bhagavatam, you worship Krishna by your intelligence, by reading these books.
Ami Krishna nagyon vágamatamban az ember az intelligenciájában imádja Krishnát, amikor ezeket a könyveket olvassa.
Have you studied them?
Tanulmányozzuk őket.
Have you analyzed them?
Elemezzük.
Prabhupada said from different points of view.
Prabhupada azt mondta, hogy különböző szemszögekből.
And you come to conclusions.
És egy következtetéseket jutsz.
And you put it into practice in your spiritual life.
És akkor elveszed a lelki életedben.
And if you really study these books, maybe you study Srimad Bhagavatam, by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll develop a love for Krishna.
És a Srimad Bhagavatam tanulmányozásával ki fogod fejleszteni a Krishna iránti szeretetet.
That's the power of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
And when devotees don't read, and when I ask devotees, it's rare that people really reaffirm that they're really getting into and relishing studying Srila Prabhupada's books.
És amikor megkérdezem a vakrákat, nagyon kevesen vannak, akik igazából megerősítik, hogy nagyon nagy ízterítenek abból, hogy mélyen tanulmányozás Srila Prabhupada könyvét.
In Lardana Bhakti College, devotees are studying Srimad Bhagavatam.
A bhakti főiskolánkon a vakrák tanulmányozzák a Srimad Bhagavatamot.
But everyone is meant to be doing that.
De mindenkinek ezt kellene tennie.
So this being it's called being superficial. Just I have faith in Krishna, and I know a few verses of the Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't do justice to Srila Prabhupada. It doesn't do justice to our disciplic succession. And the actual treasure house that our acharyas have given us, which are all in the form of books.
És ez a kincstár, amit az ácsérjeink adtak nekünk, ezek mind könyvek formájában
vannak. So His Holiness Gaurabinda Swami Maharaj, he used to like emphasizing this point.
Összessége Gaurabinda Swami Maharaj hangsúlyozta ezt.
He would say that if you're swimming in the ocean, if you're on top of the water, then all you get is fish.
Azt szoktam mondani, hogyha úszol az óceánban, és csak ott vagy a víz felszínén, akkor csak halakkal találkozom.
But if you want the real gems, and you want all the pearls and so on, they're at the bottom, you have to dive to the bottom.
De hogyha az igazi kincseket akarod, a gyöngyöket, akkor le kell menned a
gyöngyére. In English there's this phrase, the pearls of wisdom.
Angolul van ez a mondás, hogy a bölcsesség gyöngyszemei.
In other words, if you go down, then you into Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, you will find the pearls of wisdom.
Hogyha elkezdesz a Srimad Bhagavatam, vagy a Bhagavad Gita-n, akkor meg fogod találni a bölcsesség gyöngyszemei.
And this knowledge, it's like the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What's the same?
Tudás, ez olyan, mint a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, ugyanaz.
If you absorb yourself in it in the right way, it will transform your life. It's not just something to learn.
Ha megfelelő módon elmerülsz benne, akkor transformálja az életedet,
megváltoztatja
az életedet,
nem csak egy dolog,
amit
tanulsz. Tanvág, visarga, jan, bhagavad, blabha, yasmin, patislokam, abhavadvati, api. It'll bring about a revolution. It brings about a revolution in the world. It brings about a revolution in our own lives. Devotees really like the idea of bringing about a revolution in the world. First you've got to bring a revolution in your life. Unless we're revolutionaries, and then we're not going to bring about a revolution. And, you know, revolutionaries really know their stuff inside out. They're generally in the category of fanatics. They know they're either Das Kapital or something, and they're really sold on it. So certainly, everyone's got a lot of things to keep them busy. But ultimately, keeping busy doesn't really solve the problems of life. Transcendental knowledge solves the problems of life.
És sősorban azt, hogy tesszük a dolgunkat, az nem oldja meg az élet problémáit, a transzendentális tudás oldja meg az élet problémáit.
The other day, I was just speaking for a couple of minutes to Govinda Hari, who's been traveling around Hungary with Mahaprabhu. So I said, how was it? He says, it's fantastic. After 25 years, I'm with someone who's not on the mental platform. So that was a good endorsement. Yes, because if we're absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will be on the intellectual or on the spiritual platform, on the mental platform.
Akkor elmegyünk a Srimad Bhagavatamban, akkor a lelki szinten leszünk, nem a intellektuális vagy a mentális szinten.
So you go deeply into the science of Krishna consciousness, which all of our acharyas have elaborated on. And they all wrote commentaries. Why? Prabhupada said to use this word from different angles of vision. Sanatana Goswami's angle of vision, Jiva Goswami's angle of vision, Chakravarti Thakur's angle of vision. And Prabhupada wanted to give us all of these books. I was just listening a few days ago, Prabhupada was just listening to Padma Purana, Mahabharata, Ramayana. He's talking about all these books he wanted to do. Why? Because he wanted us to go deep. Because ultimately in the bottom of that ocean is Krishna. It is Radhishyam. They're here. But to be able to actually approach them in the way that they're willing to reciprocate, then we really have to go deep into the science of Krishna consciousness. Deeply into chanting Hare Krishna. Not just I get through my rounds. Not just, you know, I try to do my time on the altar. Or actually any service. But actually, whatever service that we do, to actually go deeply in that service, because it is Srila Prabhupada's transcendental gift to us. Prabhupada's given us this opportunity to serve. To serve Radhishyam. Brahma doesn't serve Radhishyam. He serves Garbhadakshaya
Krishna.
Indra doesn't serve Radhishyam. He serves
Mahadeva.
In Vaikuntha, they serve Lord Narayana.
But
Prabhupada gave us the opportunity to do what the eternal residents of Goloka do, which is to serve Radhishyam. So we may think sometimes it's a burden. Gives us a real headache. Puts us in stress. But it's such a great privilege. It's a privilege to be in stress for Krishna.
Mother
Yashoda is constantly in stress. But she has no psychiatrist. Neither does she take any medication. She just knows how to manage the stress. Eternally. And it's always increasing. So you gotta get ready. But the stress is bliss. But you can only appreciate that bliss as if you know how to appreciate the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavas, and all of these wonderful things.
De csak akkor tudjátok értékelni, hogyha tudjátok értékelni a szentet, és így majd váratok, és mindezeket a csodálatos dolgokat, és a vasalákat.
So it will. It seems like poison, but actually it's nectar. But in order to do that, one, we have to be in the right mode. At least when we're in the mode of goodness, then it all becomes very nectarian. And in the mode of passion and ignorance, it becomes very distressful. Poisonous. Go deeply. Go deeply because time is short. I just day before yesterday I got a message from this Bhakti Timi. She has her little boy Dender. And we in Budapest, they know, because they had his picture on Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa stand for quite a long time. She's 4 years old, 3 years old. He's 3 years old.
Two
years old. And the doctors are struggling to keep him alive. Usually everything's a struggle for doctors. But the chances are that it won't work. He's only two. And we have the privilege, we're as old as we are. But we shouldn't take it for granted. Ayurvarati Vayapung Sam, sun is rising and setting and is bringing us closer and closer. But we need to be prepared. And Prabhupada has given us everything to be prepared, but you have to take the initiative. And if we don't take the initiative, then Krishna says, Manu Samsas, Yesu, Kashi, Dadati, Sipayi, then you may not be successful. So let's not be superficial, but let us really do what these great personalities did when they were in Vrindavan, in Himalayas. They were going deep. And of course deep means inside. It's relatively easy to be running around outside doing a lot of things. But it's a lot more difficult to go inside. And you actually have to be very brave. And part of Krishna consciousness is, it's something that I saw some professor say. One of the few wise things I've heard a professor say. Said that spiritual life is realizing that you're never where you should be, that you never are where you should be and where you want to be. Krishna says, Shaner, Shaner, that it's a stepwise process. And devotees are always endeavoring for perfection. We're never happy where we are. And that's also eternal. Srimati Radharani is not happy where she is. I mean, she's happy that she's standing beside Shyama Sundara. And, but she thinks that she could be much more qualified than she is to render service. And Krishna also doesn't consider himself to be fully qualified to reciprocate with the service of Srimati Radharani and all of her associates. So the converse of that is that when things are okay, then it means they're not okay. That things should never really be okay, but we should always be wanting to go forward and not really being satisfied with where we are. Second point. And this I'm addressing this to everybody. But you may find that I'm giving examples from Hungary and maybe some from the UK, because that's where I've been for most of my life. And it's a topic of answering this question: whose mission is this Krishna consciousness movement? Is it Prabhupada's mission?
Prabhupada's
mission. My mission? Is Nirvijadam Shripati and Radharaja's mission? Who owns is Bhaktivedanta Manor? I was just about to point to another Chaitanya, but he's coming to Hungary. Varshana's mission? Or does this mission belong to everybody? Does everyone own it? Because looking at it and owning it are two different things. And I'll give you an example, for instance, of this new Rajatam. There are devotees here who are really, really working extraordinarily hard. For instance, in our Goshala. Devotees like to come when we have our Free the Cow Festival Day. Govardhan Puja, everyone likes to feed the cows. But we only have about 5 or 6 devotees in the Goshala. 12. They multiply. and that's for our currently say 50 animals. So if you figure 1 to 4. But they're stressed out.
De stresszelnek.
Nem. Because it's not enough.
Mert nem elég.
There should be one to two.
Úgy kellene legyen, hogy kettő jut
egy. Egy bakta, one devotee, two animals.
Egy bakta, két állat.
We're just working on a vision for Vibhajadhanam. In order to provide daily department with the milk, ghee, as well as the devotees here with the milk. Budapest and same as well as the devotees there. And the two restaurants. We need 1,200 animals. And 600 cowherd men. So, and everyone knows here, Prabhupada said, yes, we should cow protection. We're all into cow protection. Whose responsibility is cow protection? We can't. 12 people are not going to do it. Need more devotees. We have, for instance, our temple council here. And devotees have this phenomenal responsibility of trying to maintain and develop New Rotterdam. Now, no disrespect to the guests. But everyone comes and goes for festivals, dances, chants, has a good time, goes away. It's like it's understood that this place is here.
De mindenki jön a fesztiválokra, táncol, énekel, jól érzi magát, aztán elmegy. És mintha csak olyan természetes lenne, hogy ez a helyez itt van.
And Radhisham should look beautiful and should be lots of flowers.
És Radhisham szóta gyönyörű, kell, hogy legyen rengeteg virág.
But it doesn't happen just so easily.
Ez nem történik olyan könnyen.
It's more really speaking, all devotees, but especially devotees here who are responsible for the management, they're like sweating blood.
Minden bakta, de főleg azok a bakták, akik itt a vezetésért felelnek, ők igazából
értizzadnak. Is New Rajadhan their mission?
New Rajadhan az ő missziójuk?
Now I have to read this in Hungarian.
Actually,
you have to translate it in English. I'll ask the magic question at the end. Mi alulírottak, miért a Magyarországi Krisna Tudatú Mozdalom baktái, tagjai és követői. És követői megkérjük őszentséget Sivaram Swami, hogy Somogyvámoson új Rajadhanba, az új templomba 1996-ban Srila Prabhupada születésének centenárium évében Janmasthami napján avassa be a márvány Rára Krisnamurtit, valamint Govardhan Silát és és Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tudatában vagyunk annak, hogy ilyen murtik beavatása nagyon komoly elkötelezettség. Ez nem csupán néhány pujári vagy új rajadhani bhakta felelőssége. Tudjuk azt, hogy a murtik és a rezidenciájukként szolgáló egész templomok komplexum fenntartása a Magyarországi Krisna Tudatú Mozdalom nemzeti projektje, és így módon egy életre szóló kötelességet, vállalást jelent minden központnak, námhatának és a fogadalom minden egyes aláírójának. A központok vagy námhaták és a bakták megfogadják, hogy minden lépésre készen állnak, amely Rádha Krisna szolgálatának, körülményeinek és pujárjainak fenntartásához szükséges. A Murti imádat standardjének megtartását egy speciális tanács bizósítja, melynek tagjai új vajradámi vezetők és néhány az aláíró közül. Ez a tanács negyedévente ülészik és kidolgozza a Murtik anyagi, adminisztratív és munkaerőre vonatkozó szükségleteinek fedezésének terveit, és megteszi a szükséges elrendezéseket. Ez jó ötlet volt. Abban az esetben, ha ebben bármiféle olyan néhesség adódik, amely a helyi baktákkal, illetve a templomiból, az étterem bevételeivel és a befolyt adományokkal nem megoldható, akkor ennek a bizottságnak az OB által jóváhagyott módon joga van ahhoz, hogy az aláírók közül bárkit felkérjen arra, hogy akár anyagilag, energiával, idővel, stb. Hozzájáruljon a probléma elhárításához. Mi, az aláírók, megígérjük, hogy feltétel nélkül alávetjük magunkat a Murti tanács szolgálatra vonatkozó elrendezéseinek és véleményét az Úr véleményét, az Úr Krisna vágyával egyezőnek fogadjuk el. Ennek értelmében teljes felelősséggel tartozunk Rádha Krisna szolgálatáért és bizonságáért. Közösségünk majdani tagjáitól és baktáitól ugyan ez várható el. Az ő nevük szintén csatlakozik majd a listához. Tudatában vagyunk annak, hogy ennek a fogadalomnak az aláírása egyenlő az Istenség legfelsőbb személyiségével kötött személyes szerződés, melyet kötelességünk minden körülménynek között betartani. Mi a kérdés? Ki írta alá? Oké, hát majd olvassuk, mert angolok is aláírtak. Okay, you translate. I'll be back.
Contract for maintaining Shishirak to worship the Shishirak Shamasundar. Us, the other side, the devotees, members, and followers of the Nagariya Krishna Consciousness Movement, request His Holiness Shiva Goswami to install the marble Radha Krishna deities on Janmashtami Day in 1996, Prabhupada Centennial, in the new temple in New Rajadam, Shomori Ramosh, and also the Govardhan Shila and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are aware that the installation of such deities is a very serious commitment. It is not only the responsibility of a few pujaris and devotees of New Rajadam. We know that the deities and their residents and the whole temple complex, the maintenance of the deities, the residents and the temple complex is the national project of the Hungarian Krishna Consciousness Movement, and thus is a lifelong commitment for all centers, Namavatas, and everyone who signs this contract. The centers, Namavatas and devotees are taking a vow saying that they are willing to take any steps that is necessary for the service of Radha Krishna and for maintaining their facilities and pujaris. The standard of deity worship, the maintenance of the standard of deity worship will be guaranteed by a special committee, the members of which are members of the leaders of New Rajadam and some others who are signing this contract. And this committee meets four times a year, and they are working out the financial, administrative, and manpower needs of the deities, and are making the necessary arrangements. In case there are any difficulties, which cannot be solved by local devotees from the temple shop, from income from the temple shop and restaurants, or from donations, then the members of this committee have the right to, in a way approved by the National Operative Committee, to request anyone who signs this contract to help to solve the problems financially or with their energy or with their time. So they can ask anyone to assist. Us, the other side, are promising to, without any conditions, that we're willing to be in line with whatever requests come to us from this deity committee, and we agree that their opinion is the one is in line with our Christian desire. We take full responsibility for serving Radhashyama Sundar and securing their worship. And the same is to be accepted from the future members of our community and future devotees. Their names will be added to the list. We are aware that signing this contract is equal to signing a personal contract with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we have a constant duty to abide by this contract at all times.
So I'll come back to this contract in a little while.
Vissza fogok térni a szerződésre egy kis idő után.
But it's just that I read it now because what I'm saying is nothing new.
De azért olvastuk el most, mert amit mondok, az abban nincs semmi új.
At least it wasn't 20 years ago when the devotees all signed this contract.
20 éve volt, amikor a bakták aláírták ezt a szerződést.
This one was signed by Manjuali.
Ezt Manjuali írta alá.
She's still stuck to the contract.
Ő még mindig betartja az egyezményt.
Because our mission is to spread Krishna consciousness, to manifest it in temples, farms, restaurants.
A missziónk az, hogy terjesszük a Krishna tudatot, megnyilvánítsuk templomokban, farmokon, éttermekben.
Most is I mentioned restaurant. Where's the McDonald's?
És ha már említettem az éttermet valamit.
Just like in Debrecen, we have the most beautiful restaurant I've ever been to.
Debrecenben van a leggyönyörűbb éttermünk, amiben valaha voltam.
Debrecen temple was bigger than Budapest temple in the beginning years.
A debreceni templom nagyobb volt, mint a budapesti templom a kezdeti években.
So is the mission to distribute prasadam Nithai Bhavan's responsibility?
A misszió, hogy prasadamot osszunk, ez Nithai Bhavan a felelőssége?
As his wife says, an old aging rocker.
Ezt szoktam mondani, egy öreg, idős rocker.
Why is there a shortage?
Miért van ott hiány?
And I could say the same thing. Is Bhaktivinoda Nanda the baby of Shruti and Pranabandhu?
És mondhatnám ugyanígy, hogy a Bhaktivinoda Nanda Shruti és Pranabandhu gyermeke?
And some other good, or is it really, is it the responsibility of the thousands of people to go there?
Vagy annak a sok ezer embernek a felelőssége, akik oda járnak.
We have this mission. So when we talk about the Asa Puja, we've inherited a mission of spreading Krishna consciousness.
Van nekünk ez a misszió, és hogyha az Asa Pujáról beszélünk, akkor örököltük ezt a missziót, hogy terjesszük a Krishna tudatot.
Which doesn't go without sacrifice.
Ami nem történik áldozatvállalásként.
Sacrifice is never comfortable.
És az áldozat sosem kényelmes.
Yogya Sankirtana prayer in Chanti Shubhaya. So our Sankirtan movement is sacrifice. And the best thing is if you can sacrifice your life. Many devotees here, they came and they gave their life for service of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Sok bakta van itt, aki eljött, és az életét a Krishna tudatos mozgalomnak szentelte.
And that's the best thing.
És ez a legjobb dolog.
It gets the most mercy.
És ők kapják a legtöbb kegyet.
Everyone gets mercy.
Mindenki kap kegyet.
But there's a hierarchy in mercy.
De van egy hierarchiája a kegyenek.
So that's what this book is about.
Arról szól ez a könyv.
It's a very good book.
Egy nagyon nagy könyv.
And talks about who gets the most mercy of Krishna.
És arról szól, ki kapja a legtöbb kegyet Krishnától.
There's so many devotees, they're all objects of Krishna's mercy.
Olyan sok bakta van, és mindannyian megkapja Krishnának a kegyét.
And Narada is tracking up which devotees get the most mercy.
És Narada Muni azt keresi, hogy melyik bakták kapják a legtöbb kegyet.
And the devotees who get the most mercy are the devotees who give everything to Krishna.
Azok a bakták, akik mindent odaadtak Krishnának.
And they never take.
És sosem vesznek el semmit.
They just always give.
Mindig csak adnak és adnak és adnak.
And when they do that, then Krishna becomes their slave.
És amikor ezt teszik, akkor Krishna rabszolgájukká válik.
So it's this issue of whose mission is very important.
Tehát ez a kérdés, hogy ez kinek is a missziója, ez egy nagyon fontos kérdés.
Because we're a missionary movement.
Tehát mi missionáris mozgalomban vagyunk.
It's just like my body, it was only functioning because there's a heart beating.
Az én testem csak azért működik, mert van benne egy szív.
And when the heart stops beating, then the body's finished.
És amikor a szív megáll, akkor a testnek vége van.
So similarly, the heartbeat of the Krishna consciousness movement is that we always have a new Rajadam, a Bhakti Vedanta Manor, and so many other, and restaurants.
És a Krishna tudatos mozgalomnak a szívverése is az, hogy van egy új Rajadam, van egy Bhakti Vedanta Manor, vannak az éttermeink.
Where people have given their whole life.
Abban olyan emberek vannak, akik az egész életüket odaadták.
And if someone can't give their whole life, then prana, arta, tiya, vacha, then prana means life.
Prana azt jelenti, hogy élet.
And the next best thing to your life is your wallet.
Az életed után a következő legjobb dolog, amit adhatsz, az a pénztárcád.
Yesterday I was explaining that Bali Maharaj gave the universe.
Tegnap magyaráztam, hogy Bali Maharaj az egész univerzumot odaadta.
But that didn't quite qualify him to get Vamana Dev's mercy.
De ez igazából nem képesítette őt arra, hogy megkapja Vamana Dev kegyét.
That was due to his relationship with Pralad Maharaj.
Ez a Pralad Maharajjal való kapcsolatának volt köszönhető.
But nonetheless, Krishna says, prana, arta, tiya, vacha, so you give your life, you give your wealth, you give your words, you give your energy.
Mégis Krishna mondja, hogy az életed, a vagyonod, a szavaid, az energiád.
But in the way that it's phrased in this contract.
De ahogy ez a szerződés mondja.
Everyone has to take responsibility that this new Rajadam works.
Mindenkinek felelősséget kell vállalni arra, hogy új Rajadam működjön.
That Bhakti Vedanta Manor works.
A Bhakti Vedanta Manor működjön.
New York temple works.
A New Yorki templom működjön.
The Debrecen restaurant works.
A Debrecen étterem működjön.
And when you're asking about those questions and you're thinking about them, then you're thinking about the mission.
És amikor ezeket a kérdéseket teszed föl, akkor a misszióra gondolsz. Hogyha ezekre gondolsz, akkor a misszióra gondolsz.
There's Shiva Krishna.
Ott van Shiva Krishna.
He works for a company.
Egy cégben dolgozik.
He makes a lot of money.
Nagyon sok pénzt keres.
He gives 80% of his money for funding preaching in Istanbul.
A pénzének a 80%-át odaadja, hogy fizesse az isztambuli prédikálást.
That's why we got on so
well.
He was married.
Házas volt.
And your wife is already pregnant.
És a feleségem teljes volt.
And the spiritual master said, go to Tirupati and start a temple alone.
És a lelki tanító mester azt mondja, hogy menjél a Tirupatiba, és egyedül kezdjél el egy templomot.
And they have the most thriving, most beautiful temple. One of them in India.
És az egyik legvirágzóbb, leggyönyörűbb templom az övéki Indiában.
And every year he distributes how many books?
És minden évben hány könyvet osztasz ki?
Something like 80,000 book points. That means 100,600 Bhagavad Gita's.
1.6 lakhs or 16 lakhs?
16 lakhs.
1.5 million Bhagavad Gita's.
1.5 million Bhagavad Gita's.
Viva! Viva!
He has two daughters.
Van két lánya.
His wife is a head pujari.
A felesége a fő pujari.
But when he wanted to marry his daughters, he didn't have any money.
De amikor férjhez akart adni a lányait, nem volt pénze.
He had to come to the brahmacharis and say, how will I marry my daughter?
Meg kellett lennie a brahmacharikhoz és mondani nekik, hogy hát hol tudom férjhez adni a lányaimat.
So they said, you're our father, so don't worry, we'll take care of everything.
Mondták, hogy te vagy a mi apánk, és ne aggódj, majd mi gondoskodunk
mindenről.
110 brahmacharis.
110 brahmacharis.
110 brahmacharis.
Jó, jó.
So when you're, if you're thinking about what's happening in Debrecen, what's happening in New Rotterdam, what's happening in the Gosha, then you're connected to the mission.
Hogyha azon gondolkozol, hogy mi történik Debrecenben, mi történik Újpecsadában, mi történik a Gosha-nában, akkor kapcsolatban vagy a misszióval.
And what can I do when I do enough?
És azon, hogy mit tehetnék, eleget teszek-e?
I'll give you another example.
Mondok egy másik példát.
I think most of you know that we're trying to complete our Nitya Seva for Radhe Shyam.
Azt hiszem, hogy a legtöbben tudjátok, hogy próbáljuk a Nitya Sevát összehozni Radhe Shyamnak.
And if you want to know more about the details, there's a desk out there.
És hogyha szeretnétek többet tudni a részletekről, akkor ott kint van egy asztal.
And we've been advertising.
És ezt hirdetjük.
And the idea is that Radhe Shyam's maintenance should not depend upon whether the Sankirtan is good or we get a donation, but that it's fixed from now forever.
És az a célunk, hogy a Radhe Shyam imádata ne függjön az, ahogy éppen a Sankirtan mennyire sikeres, hanem örökre legyen megalapozva.
And that includes Dharmita, Vijayaranga, and Budapest.
És ez hozzátartozik Dharmita, Vijayaranga és Budapesten.
So whose responsibility is in this?
Kinek a felelőssége van itt a Seva?
I'm doing it amongst other things that I'm doing.
Én csinálom más dolgok között, amit csinálom.
And I try to approach everyone that I can.
És próbálok megközelíteni mindenkit, akit csak tudok.
a lot of times, and the devotees are obviously receptive.
És persze a bakták nyitottak.
And I can say that sometimes they can be more receptive than open.
De mondhatnám, hogy néha lehetnének nyitottabbak.
And now I'm going to just embarrass someone.
És most valakit zavarba fogok hozni.
But the question is, is it something that everyone's thinking about? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this?
De kérdés, hogy gondolkodik-e mindenki azon, hogy hogyan fogok tudni én így a szíven csinálni?
And ultimately, if we want to do something, we can do it.
És végsősorban, ha valamit meg akarunk csinálni, akkor képesek vagyunk rá.
It's especially for Hungarians a big challenge because it's not a small amount of money, almost 5 million for it.
Főleg a magyaroknak ez egy igazi nagy kihívás, mert az 5 millió forint az nem egy kis pénz.
Okay, but I'll give you an example.
De akarok nektek mondani egy példát.
Vigyagati, you ready?
Vigyagati.
Okay, I asked Vidyagati, where is she?
Hovente.
In Bursar. And she wrote me a little while ago, so there's some service I can do.
And
that was after, you know, she helped fundraise for the temple renovation.
Ez azután volt, hogy segített pénzt gyűjteni a templom felújításra.
And then I said, well, maybe you can fundraise for the disabled.
És akkor mondtam, hogy hát lehet, hogy gyűjtetnél a nyitaszémára.
And I sent her the information, the brochure.
Elküldtem neki az információt, a brochure.
Now she has cancer.
Ő rákos.
She has 4 children.
4 gyereke van.
She has an anti-Krishna conscious husband.
Van egy nem olyan kis tudatos férje.
And she's living sort of at the far, far end of the UK.
És Angliának egy nagyon távoli részénél.
Where sometimes they say the civilized people don't go.
De a helyen még azt mondják, hogy civilizált emberek nem mennek oda.
Anyway, but she did it. And I'll just read the letter that she wrote me. Okay. Anyway, this is in English. It says, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani and your blessings, we have reached the target of raising about 1,000 pounds. I'm just waiting a day or two because there are a few devotees who want to contribute whatever little, and then I will do a transfer via Western Union. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving me this wonderful opportunity to serve you. And I did it with pure service attitude, only to please you, and in doing so serving Sri Radhakrishnan.
És tiszta szolgáló attitűddel végeztem ezt, hogy csak azért, hogy örömet okozzak neked és Radhakrishnának.
When you first asked me to do this service, I was taken back.
Amikor először felkértél erre a szolgálatra, akkor meghökkentem.
Thinking, how will I do this?
Azt mondtam, hogy hogy lehetnék képes
erre. There's no way I can do this.
Ez lehetetlen.
Then Krishna spoke from my heart.
És akkor Krishna beszélt a szívemben.
Saying, a Guru Maharaj has empowered you to do this.
Azt mondta, hogy a Guru Maharaj felhatalmazott, hogy ezt megcsinálj.
Always follow his instruction with great faith.
Mindig kövesd az utasításait nagy hittel.
Guru Maharaj, I have great faith in Srimati Radharani.
Guru Maharaj, nekem nagy hitem van Srimati Radharaniban.
I feel that Radhakrishnan protects, maintains and guides me always.
Úgy érzem, hogy Radhakrishnan tart fent, védelmez és vezet engem mindig.
Then I went to Vrindavan for Kartik.
Elmentem Vrindavanba Kartikra.
And my daily prayer till this day to Srimati Radharani.
És a minden nap imám a mai napig Srimati Radharanihoz.
Was begging for help to be able to serve and please you.
Hogy könyörögjek, hogy tudjanak szolgálni és elégedetíteni téged.
So I devised a plan.
Hogy kieszeltem egy tervet.
How I was going to convince people to give donations.
Hogy hogyan fogom meggyőzni az embereket, hogy adományozzanak.
And had already started to collect it.
És hogyan fogom elkezdeni összegyűjteni.
I went out with a poster-sized framed picture of Radhakrishnan.
Kimentem egy poszter méretű bekeretezett rádiósjelképpel.
Nitya Seva booklet.
Nitya Seva pamfletekkel.
And convincing devotees, friends, family, and anyone I could convince to give a donation.
És meggyőztem baktákat, barátokat, rokonokat, bárkit, akit csak tudtam, hogy adjanak adományt.
Along the way, I was trying to inspire Joshna and Mahesh.
Közben próbáltam lelkesíteni Joshnát és Mahesh.
Sister-in-law and brother. By asking them to help me serve you.
Azzal, hogy megkértem őket, hogy szolgáljanak.
We went from Birmingham to Leicester to London, Crawley.
Bejártuk ezeket a városokat.
I don't know if the management council is going to be happy.
Nem tudom, hogy a vezetői testület örül ennek.
Then I had to come home for my hospital appointments.
Aztán vissza kellett mennem haza a kórházi találkozóra, az orvos.
As my health was bad.
Mivel az egészségem rossz volt.
I had hiatus hernia in my stomach.
Van egy sér a gyomromban.
And swollen and bleeding liver.
És feldúzott és vérzik a májam.
Both very painful.
Mindkettő nagyon fájdalmas.
And the diabetes is on the rise for some reason.
És valamiért a cukorbetegségem felerősödött.
Then I went back to Crawley to get more donations.
Aztán visszamentem Crawleybe, hogy gyűjtsek további adományokat.
And Preston.
És Prestonba.
And overseas via a Facebook Messenger.
És külföldre is üzentem Facebook Messengeren.
I also walked around on the streets of Preston to approach people.
Kimentem Preston utcáira is, hogy megközelítsem az embereket.
You had a picture of Radisham?
Volt képen Radishamről?
Just walking on the street with a picture of Radisham.
Nem az utcán, Radisham képében.
But Srimati Radharani made me say the right things to the right people. And the merciful couple enchanted everyone who had their darshan. I wish I could serve my spiritual master like that. Of reason to say why she couldn't do it. I wouldn't have thought twice about it. She certainly did. But she didn't think of why not.
She
thought about how am I going to do it. And so, somehow or another, my humble request is think about how this Krishna consciousness movement, wonderful Krishna consciousness movement, is your life.
Az az alázatos kérdésem, hogy valami gondolkodjatok rajta, hogy ez a Krishna tudatos mozgalom hogyan az életetek.
For instance, she hasn't moved in.
Ő például nem költözött be.
But she's giving everything she has.
De mindent ad, amilyen csak van.
And we shouldn't hold back. It's a privilege.
És ne tartsunk vissza, ez egy csodálatos lehetőség.
And then I'll lead to the third point.
És akkor így tovább lépek a harmadik üzenethez.
Which is that jajitamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. When Krishna says this, he says tamstataiva bhajamyaham. He says, I'm worshipping Bajamiyaham. He said, I worship them. I reciprocate. We use the word Baj.
Ezt a szót használja Krishna, hogy Baj, és azt mondja, hogy én imádom, én viszonzom.
So, everyone here is wonderful.
Itt mindenki csodálatos.
You know, I'm indebted to all the devotees who are helping in their own way for our Krishna consciousness movement.
Lekötelezettje vagyok minden baktának, aki a maga módján segíti a Krishna tudatos mozgalmat.
But Bajamiyaham, but the reciprocation varies.
De más a viszonzás.
There's some things that are sort of Yeah, this is what the first volume of Brihad Bhagavatamrita is about. Different devotees, different degrees of mercy.
Különböző volták, különböző mértékű kegyet kapnak.
Everyone's perfect.
Mindenki tökéletes.
Because they're all devotees.
Mert mind bakták.
Okay, you're the professor. You're teaching the Hanbad.
Te vagy a professzor, te tanítod a Brihadbhagavatamritát.
Who's the first person? The king?
Yes.
First is the king.
Yes.
Then?
The son, first the Brahman, then the southern king.
First is the Brahman. Then the king.
The king, then Indra.
Then Indra is the recipient of mercy. Shiva?
Yes.
Or Brahma?
No, Brahma. First Brahma, then Lord Shiva.
Brahma. Yes, he's the recipient of mercy. Atvara. Or Shiva. Pantav Kaya. Kahatav Kaya. Asan. Hanuman.
Yes, Hanuman.
The
first Palad. Then Hanuman.
Kahatav Kaya. Asan Hanuman. Tav Kaya. Hanuman. 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 Hanuman.
Yes, the Pandavas.
Pandavas.
Yadus.
Huh?
The Yadavas.
Yadus. Udava.
Udava. And then the Vrijvasis.
Vrijvasis. Everyone's perfect, but there are different levels.
Mindenki tökéletes, a tökéletességek más-más szintjei vannak.
But some people get more mercy than others.
De vannak, akik több kenyet kaptak, mint mások.
And then Srila Prabhupada says, you want to get that mercy?
Srila Prabhupada mondja, hogy ha azt a kenyet akarod megkapni,
so then you preach.
Akkor prédikálj.
And by that, and that is what our mission is. Our mission is the preaching mission.
És ez a mi missziónk, hogy prédikál a misszió.
How we're giving Krishna consciousness to others.
Krishna tudatot adjuk másoknak.
And that's what the restaurant's about, what the farm's about, what the manor's about. What...
Erről szól az étterem, a farm, a manor.
And the more we think about it,
és minél többet gondolkodok rajta,
then the more we become qualified and eligible for the highest degrees of mercy.
Annál inkább képesítettebbek leszünk a legmagasabb szintű kegyre.
You all experience, you have relationships with different people.
Mindannyian tapasztaljátok, hogy vannak különböző kapcsolatait a különböző emberekkel.
It's not the same.
Nem ugyanolyan.
Some people, it's more, your attachment to them is more, it's not that you don't like the others, but it may be less.
Vannak, akikhez jóval ragasztottok, nem, hogy a többieket nem szeretitek, de lehet, hogy pedig kevesebb.
So that's what I was trying to express yesterday, this feeling of being a well-wisher.
Tegnap próbáltam kifejezni, hogy van ez az érzés, hogy valakinek a jó akarója vagy.
Which ultimately concludes in Nahari and Hanuman, Krishna says, I can't repay you.
Aminek a végső szintje az, hogy az ember úgy érzi, hogy Nahari, hogy én ezt nem tudom visszafizetni.
So maybe you have that feeling.
Valamikor van ez az érzésem.
That you have that feeling for some people that you can't repay what you got from them.
Bizonyos személyek iránt van ez az érzés, hogy nem tudom visszafizetni azt, amit kaptam tőlük.
So that's what Krishna says to the Vrijvasis.
Ezt mondja Krishna Vrijvasisnak.
Nahari and Hanuman, the legend of Krishna, I can't repay.
Nem tudom visszafizetni.
So you remain eternally in debt.
Örökre adós.
So that's like the ultimate expression of reciprocation that you feel helpless.
Ez a végső kifejeződésre a visszahozásnak, hogy az ember tehetetlennek érzi magát.
And because you feel like that, you can't forget those people.
És mert így érzel, nem tudod elfelejteni ezeket az embereket.
I'm forgetting a lot of things.
Én nagyon sok mindent elfelejtek.
But there's a lot of things I never forget.
De sok dolog van, amit sosem felejtek el.
Because they made such a deep impression, I felt indebted.
Mert olyan mély hatással voltak rám, és úgy éreztem, hogy elkötelezett vagyok, adós vagyok.
I can't list them all.
Nem tudok felsorolni mindenkit.
And then immediately I can't remember them all. I can remember when it was so cold while we were building this building. And Manjwali was cooking. But the gas froze. the so-called in the so-called kitchen, the
gas.
I remember many things. I remember. Saw Abhiram. I remember once we were looking for a new temple in Budapest. I was staying at his apartment. New apartment. Very sort of plush apartment. And we went to see this place. We didn't get that place. It was the banks. They weren't using it. Great place. But anyway, we came back home and was trying to figure out where we were going to get the money. And he just said, we'll sell this apartment and give you the money. So I don't forget that. And anyway, I guess there's a lot of things there. Again, they put you, you become indebted to a person. And, if I'm a very small, little living entity, if I don't forget, then Radha Shyam will
forget.
And they become indebted.
Just
like last fall, I was trying to express I was very indebted to the Budapest Sankirtan Party for really bringing book distribution up again. I remember, you don't know, but there was, I also remember during one marathon, I was a Sankirtan leader. UK. Anyway, he's a sannyasi, but he was Vishuddhisattva, and then was Bhakta, Govinda Bhakta. I told him, it's the last day of the marathon. He says, you stay out till tomorrow and don't stop. There's some things I remember that I wish I didn't do and say the way that I did. So when the marathon was over, one devotee told me that they saw him in like 2 o'clock in the morning. He was leaning against the lamppost, sleeping. But he won't forget
that.
Certainly the Lord Chaitanya doesn't forget. So there's so many things. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to be noticed by Krishna, then do something wonderful.
És Srila Prabhupada mondta, hogy azt szeretnéd, hogy Krishna észre legyen, akkor csinálj valami csodálatosat.
And if you succeed, Prabhupada said, if you succeed in making Krishna smile.
És Srila Prabhupada mondta, hogy ha sikeresen mosolyt tudsz csalni Krishna arcára,
then life is perfect.
Akkor az életed tökéletes.
So that's it. I could go on.
Folytathatnám.
We have a very, very wonderful opportunity that otherwise we really wouldn't have to serve this Krishna consciousness movement.
De van egy nagyon-nagyon csodálatos lehetőségünk, ami amúgy nem lenne, hogy szolgálhatjuk ezt a Krishna tudatos mozgalmat.
Make sure you're doing everything that you can do.
Biztosan legyetek abban, hogy megtesztek mindent, amit megtehettek.
Make sure that you're also going deep into Krishna consciousness.
És biztosítsátok, hogy elmélyültök a Krishna tudatban.
I just wanted to read these 2 verses.
Let's see
if I succeed. And this is the end of the first volume of Brihadaranyaka. Narada Muni's prayers.
Narada Muni imái.
It's actually like just nectar.
Igazából ez nektár.
All the numbers in you.
What number are you studying for?
This 143.
Okay.
O swan gliding in the lakes of the Brajvasi's love, I wish that I may wander everywhere, always chanting, drinking the nectar of your names, those most sweet names. Arise from the ocean of Gokula and spread the glories of your infinitely varied dress and ways of acting. As I wander, behaving like a madman, may I distribute joy to everyone in all the worlds.
Ó Atyú, aki a Brajavászik szeretetének tamásik az. Azt szeretném, ha örökké neveinek énekelve, nedeinek tárját kortyolva vándorolnak még szerte a világon. Mindennél édesebb nevei Gokula óceánjából születtek, és határtalan sokféle öltözéket és cselekedetet dicsőségét hirdetik. Hadd adjam át ezt az örömet mindenkinek, a világok mindegyikében, amit őrült módjára az utamat járon.
Then, whether by speaking, thinking, hearing, or physical contact, if any person in this world comes in touch even once with these pastimes of yours and is convinced of their importance, may he be endowed eternally with the power to worship your feet in pure love, feet resplendent with the saffron dust from the pitcher-like breasts of the blessed gopis.
Ha bárki a világon a beszéd, a gondolkodás, a hallás vagy a fizikai érintkezés révén akár csak egyszer is kapcsolatba kerül ezekkel a ketteléseiddel, és meggyőződésévé válik a fontosságuk, legyen örökre megáldva azzal az erővel, hogy tiszta szeretettel imádhassa a lótusznávadat, mely az áldott gófi korsóhoz hasonlatos kebléről származó sáfránybortól ragyog.
This is something that Krishna reminded me.
Or someone else.
I feel bad enough saying all the things that very much impressed me. But where's Kishore? Is she here? No? There. Sure, you love me. I was speaking with Govinda Maharaj. And of course, Govinda Maharaj is my friend. And I have many, many memories that I don't forget. You don't know Kishore and Navin, they're from Dubai. Well, they're not from Dubai, but they live in Dubai. So after our altar renovation was finished, then I was speaking with Govinda Maharaj. I said, you know, my next plan is this Nitya Seva. And so I don't know how this is going to happen, but I really need some help. So he said, well, I'll help. And so I told Kishore that she shouldn't think of anything else except making money for Radha Shyam. I won't forget. And I'll remind her. Say before, but I also saw he was here earlier. Gabi. And when we were building this building, and I really at a certain point I thought, oh my Lord, what are we getting into? Because I realized this was costing more than 6 million foreign. That was the budget. Costs a lot more. And he is doing very successfully in business. And he just assured me, he said, listen, you do what you have to do, I'll provide the funds.
Of course,
Solo Temple was doing a 3-year marathon. And other devotees here were farm devotees who rarely ever saw the farm. And because I saw Chittahari, I'll just say one thing I remember that I wish I didn't do. He probably remembers, maybe he doesn't. This is way back in Debrecen. When I wanted a card or an advertisement for the temple. A card, an advertisement, a leaflet. And he's an artist. So he designed it. And I was so upset with what he designed, I was just on his case all the time. And like, so. That's good, you forgot. I didn't forget. That's one of the things I would like to do a different way. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Shyama Sundar ki jai. Dainita Gaur Premanandana.